Okay, my friends. So today we are reading a story called Bluey Butterflies. Oh my goodness, I happen to love butterflies. Are you ready for it? Are you excited about it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so in the books that we've read so far about Bluey, I feel like most of the stories have had to do with Bluey the dog and her sister, Bingo, right? These two dogs, healers, they're blue healers. But today, I think we get to meet their next door neighbor, Judo, right? I think it's Judo. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's figure out what's going on with him, shall we? Let's do it. So today's story, Bluey Butterflies.
I think her name's Judo, but her mom calls her Judy.
Well, let's see. Was written by Joe Brum, and it is read today by Mommy and Clawmaster. Clawmaster?
Mm-hmm.
Clawmaster. You ready?
Yeah, and I'm a master of clawmaster.
All right, here we go. Dad is busy in the backyard with Bluey and Bingo when their neighbor, Judo, appears.
What are you doing, Bluey's dad?
She asks. Just putting up a fabric swing, he says.
Yeah, they have them at Bluey's school,
Bingo tells Judo.
I know that,
Judo replies.
Bluey's my friend.
They decide to play butterflies. So Bluey explains the rules.
Okay, first the caterpillar crawls along the ground, then gets into the cocoon, and then it hatches as a butterfly. But the butterfly catchers have been hiding and catch it.
It looks like maybe we're going to have a problem here.
Oh, can I be the caterpillar first?
Asks Bingo, but Judo has other ideas.
I'm going first,
she says. Well, Bluey and Bingo find somewhere to hide.
Judo is so bossy,
sighs Bingo. But suddenly she spots a ladybug.
Oh!
She says, and starts to sing. Do you remember how her song goes?
Poor little bug on the wall, ding, ching. No one to love him at all, ding, ching. No one to tickle his toes, ding, ching. No one to blow his nose.
Well, Judo hatches as a butterfly. And what does Bingo say? And Bluey?
Catch her! Yeah!
And the butterfly catchers chase her down. But next, it's Bingo's turn.
You're too small to be a caterpillar,
says Judo.
No, I'm not,
Bingo replies.
Come on, Bingo. We'll be the butterfly catchers,
says Bluey. So Bluey and Judo run off to hide, while Bingo crawls into her cocoon.
Little kids take so long to do everything,
complains Judo.
She's only got little legs,
says Bluey. You see, Bluey understands you have to be patient with small people. And so you must be. So inside the cocoon, our friend Bingo is singing her song again.
Poor little bug on the wall, ding, ching. No one to love him at all, ding, ching. Hey, Bluey,
whispers Judo.
Let's run away from Bingo.
What? Why? Asks Bluey.
She's taking ages,
says Judo. Can I just pause really quick and say, is that kind? To run away from someone in the middle of a game?
Mm-mm.
I don't think so either. And Judo runs away. Well, Bluey thinks about it. And she runs away from Bingo, too.
Wait for me!
Well, Bingo climbs out of the cocoon and flaps around the backyard.
Oh, look at me, I'm a butterfly. Flap, flap. Hope there's no butterfly catchers nearby.
Well, there aren't any, are there? So Bingo looks everywhere, but Bluey and Judo are nowhere to be seen. Eventually, Bingo finds them. They're playing a different game without her.
Bluey, you were meant to catch me,
says Bingo.
Ah, quick, Bluey, run away,
says Judo. Bluey runs away again, leaving Bingo alone. And in the picture, we can see what's happening to her face. She is crying. Bingo crawls back into the cocoon. She sings, sadly.
Poor little bug on the wall, ding, ching. No one to love him at all, ding, ching.
Well, Bluey feels bad.
I might go and see if Bingo's all right, she says. She'll be fine,
Judo tells her.
Let's play phones. Ring, ring.
And so she's calling on a pretend phone. But I don't know. And when I look at the picture and I see the face that Bingo, that Bluey is making, does Bluey seem like she's happy having done what she's done?
No.
Mm. Bluey starts playing, but she's worried about Bingo.
Oh, hi, it's me, Judo. Judo, I think we need to find Bingo.
She tries to tell Judo, but Judo's not listening.
Let me tell you all about my day.
Who does she sound like she's talking about? Just herself, right?
Okay then, I'm going now, bye,
says Bluey, who hangs up, and Bluey finds Bingo in the swing.
I'm sorry, Bingo. I didn't mean to run away from you. Judo made me do it,
says Bluey.
Well, she didn't make me do it. I did it a bit myself.
But Bingo doesn't answer.
I'll never do it again,
Bluey promises.
Please, can we play together?
But Bingo still doesn't answer.
Poor little bug on the wall. Ding, ching,
Bluey sings.
No one to love her at all. Ding, ching.
No, no, no.
Then what happens?
See, Bluey reads the blue and Bingo.
Do you want to read the Bingo part and I'll read the Bluey part? Oh, well, it's true. As soon as she hears her singing, Bingo starts to sing too. So Bluey sings,
no one to tickle his toes.
And Bingo sings,
ding, ching.
And Bluey sings,
no one to blow his nose.
And Bingo sings,
ding, ching.
Well, suddenly they hear Judo looking for them.
Quick, hide,
says Bingo. And Bluey climbs into the cocoon with Bingo.
There you are! You ran away from me,
says Judo.
Well, you ran away from me,
Bingo replies.
Okay, new rule,
says Bluey.
From now on, no one runs away from anyone, okay?
Bluey says sorry to Judo for running off.
I'm sorry too, Bingo,
says Judo. It's time for another game of butterflies, but Bluey, Bingo, and Judo all want to be catchers.
Who will we catch?
Wonders Bluey. And who's left? Who's the only other person we've heard from in the whole book?
Dad.
I think he's going to have to be caught by all these girls who are butterfly catchers, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
He better run for himself, huh? And so he must. But I'm so pleased that they found a way to play the same game together where they were kind to one another. Especially when we're playing with littler friends, we have to take our time, don't we? Right? And be very gentle.
Because after all, they do have littler legs than grown-up kids do.
If you're 5 or 6, you're much taller than a person who's 3 or 4. Why, you're twice their size in some cases. So you have to make sure that you are, or 7. Yep, you have to make sure that you have lots of space, don't you? That's what being a good friend is. And I think Judo has learned that, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
And now that it's springtime and the butterflies are coming out, we'll have to look for some, right? And that is...
the end.
The end. Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop/storytimewithphilipandmommy, and you will see I've created a list for every month of the year, and in each list, I have put links for every story that we have read in that month. So you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories. And we want to say thank you so much for listening.